This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. People have often asked me, how did I choose the various topics and how did I go about writing? Was this something which I was born with, I had a talent for? Maybe as a child, my parents saw that I was always writing. And fact of the matter is that really I had no inclination towards writing. Though my father was an English teacher, he specialized in English and languages, Latin and Spanish, etc. And my mom was a mathematician, a teacher also. I did have an inclination towards teaching, more so than an inclination towards writing. So where did this writing come from? Well, historically, I did keep notes. The books that I read when I first accepted Islam back in 1972 in Toronto, every book that I read, I used to write a summary and quote from that book the main points. So I was in the habit of writing, but not creative writing. So I was keeping a record. However, after graduating from Medina University back in 1980, and I moved to Riyadh to take on the job of Islamic studies teacher in a branch of the school system known as Manarat. There was Manarat Jeddah, Manarat Mecca, Manarat Riyadh. My parents had preceded me to Riyadh, setting up the Manarat Riyadh schools. Now, this is the English branch. The Arabic was already in place, but they were asked to set up the male and female English branches of the school. And alhamdulillah, they had, you know, a lot of experience in education. They set up the two branches. The Islamic studies teacher who they employed had come from Canada. They brought him in from Canada. He was Pakistani origin. But within 6 months of his arrival teaching in the school, he went back to Canada. He couldn't deal with the children and their behavior because they were not the typical submissive, calm, respectful children from the subcontinent. Though some of them were from the subcontinent, others were of Arab background, etc., who were in the school, and they're mainly the sons and daughters from the girl side of ambassadors and people of high positions in companies, etc., etc. So, and most of them grew up in the West. They grew up in the US, Canada, UK, some from Europe. So they had grown up with the Western free student ways. And, you know, they were, if they were bored with the teacher, they let the teacher know. And the teacher who preceded me, he suffered. He couldn't handle them. They drove him crazy. Finally, he quit, went back. So my parents asked me to step in. I had started my master's in King Saud University in Riyadh, in the College of Education, specifically in the Department of Islamic Studies, and in Aqidah as a specialization. So what happened was that I now had to teach Islamic studies. Initially, I was teaching students from the high school and junior high. And I was even asked to teach those in the primary school to some degree also. The primary school was, of course, a big, big challenge because that requires a whole other set of educational training, early childhood education, etc. Whereas those from junior high and high school, they were already bigger. They, you know, you could communicate with them much more easily. I quickly won them over because, of course, they liked people who were sportsmen, would like sport, and you know, I was a black belt holder in karate, taekwondo, these areas, and judo. That impressed them, you know. And of course, I would put on the gloves, boxing gloves, and box with them. Some of them much bigger than me, etc., etc. But my father, who had been a Golden Gloves boxing champion for the West Indies, you know, back in the day, he had taught me a number of techniques in boxing. So bottom line is that I could play with the kids. This is the boys, obviously. That brought me close to them. At the same time, okay, that's managing the classroom. So I got their attention. They respected me. But now I had to teach them. And when I looked around for Islamic studies books, there were none. Today we have Maulvi Abdulaziz's Islamic Studies series, grades 1 to 12. And we have other versions that have been done. They're available. Back then, there were none. The challenge before me now was to put something together. You know, from my own study background, I had to put some ideas together, you know, try to take the material which I had studied, you know, on a university level, simplify it, bring it down, you know, to a junior high school level that the students could handle. So this was the challenge. And this is what forced me to begin to write. And as a result of it, I prepared materials. It was a learning process. I would have my parents go over the material, checking it for suitability and improving with each year that I taught there, the material. I taught in that school in Riyadh for about 8 or 9 years. And from those rough writings, putting it together, organizing, etc., etc., I put together the material which ultimately became the foundation for my Islamic studies book series. Book 1, 2, 3, and 4. This series actually included 2 more levels. There should have been a 5 and 6. I didn't have the time. I got involved in a number of other activities, publishing, running a publishing company, and this type of things. So the point is that I stopped at 4. I started with book 1, did 2, 3, and 4. And so this was amongst the first books that I published. Islamic Studies, it didn't look like this. It had a different cover. But this was the first writings that I began with. And as you can see from it, as they say, necessity is the mother of invention. There was a need and necessity, and alhamdulillah, I was able to put something together with the help of my parents, which was of benefit to the students. That was the beginnings, or the story of the beginning of my Islamic Studies series, books 1, 2, 3, and 4. Written during the 80s, published one after the other in the 90s, and used in many schools around the world today. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.